JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, a look at the museum established on the grounds of Jamaica College. And stick around for a Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us.
The CDA to protect the children.
Celebrating 10 years, protecting the nation's children, planting the seeds to change, soothe, and heal. The Child Development Agency, securing a brighter tomorrow.
Transforming lives in many places, putting smiles on the little faces, making homes where children can thrive and their talent realized.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
10 years safeguarding our children, encouraging better parenting.
So, fighting abuse and daddy's absent for the children's sake. Let's work with the CDA.
To protect the children.
CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
An executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Jamaica College has made a significant step in preserving its rich history by establishing a museum on the grounds of the school. The facility was set up at an estimated cost of $6 million and is equipped with poster boards that showcase the history of secondary education in Jamaica. Fittingly, one of the posters depicts the last will and testament of founder of the institution, Charles Drax. In an interview with Roundabout JA, following the official opening of the facility recently, Principal of JC, Senator Ruel Reed, said every child who enters the institution will have a greater appreciation of the foundation of the school after visiting the museum. He notes that this will help to motivate and inspire them in the pursuit of academic excellence.
It's important, as Mazel Gav reminds us, to have an appreciation of our history, where we are coming from, the philosophy that drove the establishment of the school, and so how I tie that into the spirit of Drax, of giving back and preparing the way for others and so on.
Jamaica College is widely known for both its academic and sporting achievements and has produced several influential members of society, including former Prime Ministers Michael Manley and Bruce Golding, and national hero, the Right Excellent Norman Washington Manley.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice,
Come on, come on. Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. With a blessed life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is aiming to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. To find out more about Vision 2030, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm from the Port of St. Elizabeth. My name is Pearline Baker. I am 77 years old. My mommy, she use a castor oil. Castor oil she use and comb it. She just wash it and comb the castor oil.
You can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Just email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-3590-4. And that's where we end today's journey, Roundabout JA. For producer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.